Celebrate May Day with the station that supports workers' struggles everywhere.
27 migrant strawberry packers in Greece, unpaid for 6 months, were shot by their employer when they asked to be paid. That's why international solidarity matters.
Vote for blind workers.
Have some vision.
Change your decision.
We want everybody coming back safely, getting back to work.
What kind of sacrifices do you make working these hours on Saturdays and Sundays?
It's sickening. They've got no idea what it's like for people who go to work on weekends and have to work overnight and what it takes for them to make ends meet.
From 7am, Monday, May 1st, tune in to hear from diverse community activists as we talk solidarity and resistance in celebration of May Day 2017.
We will be there to support you all along, and we thank you very much for your commitment, and we will have a victory.
This is 3CR Breakfast.
Oh, yeah.
Alternative news, analysis, and current affairs. Monday to Friday, 7am till 8:30am.
Only double.
Clap your hands.
Hello, and welcome to 3CR, a special May Day presentation we have here. So happy May Day, everybody.
Yeah.
Before we start, I'd like to acknowledge the Wurundjeri and Burrung people of the Kulin Nation, who are the traditional owners and custodians of this land upon which we live and work. Sovereignty was never ceded. We'd also like to pay respects to the elders, both past and present, of the Kulin Nation, and extend that respect to other Indigenous Australians who may be listening to this live-to-air broadcast. Hello.
Yeah. Good morning, everyone. We have Jacob here. Well, I'm Jacob from Green Left Weekly Radio. And
my name is Matt Kunkel, and I'm normally hear me on Stick Together, but happy May Day, comrades, and it's great to be with you all.
Yeah. I'm Jess. So I do Tuesday Breakfast, and happy May Day to everyone as well.
Yeah. I sometimes like to call, because there's actually two different May Days, I usually like sometimes to say Happy International Workers' Day, which is what the May Day we're talking about here on 3CR.
And today on 3CR, we've got some special programming between 7 and 11, so welcome to the very start of that. You're going to hear from us until 8:30, and on the show today, we're going to hear from interview guests Dave Kerrin, Tim Gooden, and Sally McManus. And after us, there's a very special May Day Women on the Line about the women workers who are facing funding cuts in a rape crisis centre. And then again at 9 o'clock, we've got a Black Betty May Day special where Kerry Lee Harding presents commentary about stolen wages in Queensland and the outcome of the workers' task force. So stay tuned to 3CR 855 AM on your AM dial. It's now 2 minutes past 7 o'clock in the morning, so we've got a big show.
3CR Breakfast would like to say thanks to program sponsor The New International Bookshop for the financial support of this program. You can find Nibs in the basement of Trades Hall at 54 Victoria Street, Carlton.
Yarra Council is seeking feedback from the Yarra community on the following draft documents: Council Plan, Annual Budget, Long-Term Financial Strategy, and our proposed waste service charge. All submissions must be received by 5 p.m. on Thursday the 4th of May. To learn more about the draft documents and how to make a submission, visit yoursayyarra.com.au. Or contact us at info@yarracity.vic.gov.au or phone 9205 5555. Yarra Council is a 3CR supporter.
Okay, so we've got a community announcement. Tomorrow there'll be a rally, Community Health and Education Workers Say Bring the Refugees Here. As educators, community workers and health professionals, we see the destructive impact of refugee deterrence policies. Despite the Border Force Act and other restrictions on our freedom to speak out about injustices we see in the course of our work, we cannot be silent. And so this will be taking place at 5:30 p.m. At the State Library, and it'll also be part of a kind of a broader day of action where teachers, health workers and other workers in the community sector will be wearing Teachers for Refugees t-shirts in their workplaces, you know, to bring, you know, greater awareness about the injustices faced by the detention system.
And it's really great to see that the teachers' protest from earlier this year or maybe late last year is now spreading out, and health workers taking up the fight for refugees as well. So it's great to see the solidarity spreading amongst different sectors of the economy. Also coming up today at 5:30 at the State Library, there's a march on march and rally on May Day. So get down there to State Library at 5:30 this afternoon. And that's one rally, but we've also got another rally. The big day, I guess, is next Sunday, the 7th of March at Trades Hall. You would have heard it on the little promos there. There'll be family events from 10 o'clock to 2 o'clock, and the march, people start assembling from 1 o'clock. There'll be a march through the city and then a speaker's platform as we come back to Trades Hall for some after-rally fun. So important to get out and march on May Day and celebrate the union's victories, but also to think about the challenges that we still have to overcome as a workers' movement.
Never be defeated. Workers united, we'll overcome. Workers united, never be defeated. Workers united, we'll overcome. Workers united, never be defeated.
We are the people who make things run.
Workers united, never be cheated.
Protect your rights that were hard fought and won.
Stand up and fight for workers' autonomy. We are the engines of the economy. Those who are poor
are in a minority.
Shout, let it out, cause we want equality. You can make a difference to help fix the world. All you have to do is believe in yourself. We celebrate our great diversity. This is the strength of workers' solidarity. Workers united, never be defeated.
We are the people who make things right.
Workers united, never be cheated.
Protect your rights that were hard fought and won.
Stand up. Stand up. We feel the pain of workplace injury. Bosses who think our lives are cheap. Make them feel the pain of worker solidarity. Stand up, unite, don't turn your cheek. Fight for the right for fair compensation. Fight for the right for better education. Equality, dignity, justice for all. We want it now and we'll have it all. To the people,
not to corporations.
Boot politicians,
don't trash our nation.
Fight for the right for self-determination. Help put an end to casualization. Stand up and fight to return job security. Each to the need from each their ability. Don't let them chip away our civil liberty. Fight with the power of workers' unity. Workers united, never be defeated. We are the people who make things run.
We are the people who make things run.
Workers united, never be cheated.
Workers united, never be cheated.
Protect your rights that were hard fought and won. Workers united,
we are the people
who never be defeated. Workers united, we'll overcome. Workers united,
we are the people
who never be defeated. Workers united, we'll overcome. Stand up.
We are the people.
Stand up. Stand up.
We are the people.
Stand up.
Today, many thousands of workers coming off jobs, stopping work to come down and protest the fact that ordinary people are not being given a say in their future.
Okay, good morning, everyone. You are listening to Monday special May Day Monday Breakfast with Jacob, Matt and Jess. So I guess we can maybe, before our first interview, we can, maybe amongst ourselves, we could discuss, what is the significance of May Day and, what it means to, us as, activists and, fellow fighters in the struggle for a better world.
I think May Day is a really important day of the year, and it's a especially important day for workers to mark that we need to remember that we've come and the rights and the and what we have now has been fought for and won by people in the past, and it's an important day to recognise the struggles of those people behind us. But it also is a great day to focus ourselves and reflect on what we must do to continue fighting for workers' rights, and there's still a lot of unfinished business. So it's great, and you know, different places around the world celebrate May Day in different ways, and there are some, we'll probably see if you keep an eye on the news or you have a look out on Facebook today, you'll see some really great rallies around the world. And again, get down to the State Library at 5:30 this afternoon for a rally, our own rally in Melbourne on May Day. So it's great. I think it's really important that we do take the time to spend that, spend that and think about that.
And also realise that, like, the things that we have now, we also have to make sure that we keep fighting for them as well and make sure that we're progressing that, but not losing the rights and stuff that we have at work at the moment as well, which is really important.
Yeah, I can kind of like echo kind of all the statements. I can't really add more much than that. I think, yeah, May Day is important, you know, because it's important to reflect back on these sort of important, you know, struggles in history that, you know, we've won. And I think as someone who's currently involved right now, I think, you know, looking at history, you know, when we look at our victories, it's something that always drives us, always inspires us, you know, to do more. And I think, examining May Day today, I think there'll be lots of interesting things to look at the news, especially in politics in the United States, where there are lots of groups, you know, planning, you know, massive May Day rallies, especially in light of the election of Donald Trump. And I've also heard musings in light of the French election, it's in the second round at this point, that a lot of workers' organisations, unions and socialist organisations are going to be marking May Day as like a bit of a day of action against, you know, the rise of the far right and Le Pen. So that's going to be kind of like the overwhelming focus of the May Days in France, for example. And so it'll be interesting to see media coverage of, you know, how that is reflected in the media.
And Jess, I think your point's a really good one, is that we are only custodians of the rights and conditions that we currently have at work. And that's something that I'd like to give a big May Day shout out to all the striking workers down at the Fletcher picket line down in Dandenong, who understand that more keenly than most at the moment. They're coming into their 12th week on Wednesday, I think it'll be 12 weeks since they started their strike action. So all power to their arm. And if anyone out there has got a pen, you can write down this website to give them some money to keep the fires burning down there. It's www.gofundme.com/AWU-Fletcher-insulation-strike. So please log on and give generously.
May Day Workers' Day celebration, Sunday, May the 7th. Join us to protest the anti-worker policies of the federal government and the drive to war by the US administration. March with unions, Aboriginal organisations, community and ethnic communities and others. March from Trades Hall, corner of Victoria and Lygon Street, Carlton, 1:30 p.m, followed by a speaker's platform with entertainment, afternoon tea and a concert. Sunday, May the 7th, Trades Hall, 1:30 start. The May Day Committee is a 3CR supporter.
Now the lessons of the past were all learned with workers' blood. The mistakes of the bosses we must pay for. From the cities and the farmlands to...
I often feel the only thing standing between us falling off that precipice and actually fighting our way back up the top of the hill is the trade union movement. I really believe that. We have the numbers, we have the commitment, we have the heart, we have the will to really fight. And the only way we're going to win that fight is to grow the union movement.
That was Jed Carney talking up union. Stay tuned to 3CR for more union news. 8:55 on your AM dial or 3cr.org.au.
Okay, good morning. I just have one community announcement to make in relation to our event that's happening coming up this week. There'll be a public meeting happening at the New International Bookshop this Thursday night at 7 p.m. and it is regarding revitalising the union movement, what needs to happen, and it features speakers such as Josh Collin, who's the secretary of the New Retail and Fast Food Workers Union, Lucy Holland, who's the State Councillor of the AEU, Cindy O'Connor of the AMWU, and Benjamin Smith of the Anarcho-Syndicalist Federation. And I think it's going to be an important discussion, especially in light of, you know, the lead up to, you know, the May Day rally, and, you know, get a chance to sort of critically discuss, you know, what can we do, you know, to build a stronger union movement. So encourage anyone who would be interested to come along. It's at 7 p.m. this Thursday at the New International Bookshop, which is just downstairs from Trades Hall in Carlton South.
Yeah, and a really timely event there, because we know that we've been under sustained pressure from the bosses and from the neoliberals out there. So it's an important time that we need to start rebuilding our trade union movement and make sure that we last another couple of hundred years at the very least and keep the struggle going. So an important one there to get along to on Thursday.
Mayday, mayday, we're going down, we're going down. Listen up, you're tuned to 855 Community Radio 3CR for May Day. Today we're celebrating as workers everywhere remember the proud past and push ahead to build a strong future. Keep tuned to 3CR and supporting May Day.
Benefits and rights that you might take for granted. Unions are the voice and silent we'd be stranded. You should be treated fairly, stand up and demand it. Who will represent me when I'm...
Celebrate May Day with the station that supports workers' struggles everywhere.
27 migrant strawberry packers in Greece, unpaid for 6 months, were shot by their employer when they asked to be paid. That's why international solidarity matters.
Here, go for blind workers!
Have some vision!
Change your decision!
We want everybody coming back safely, getting back to work.
What kind of sacrifices do you make working these hours on Saturdays and Sundays?
It's sickening. They've got no idea what it's like for people who go to work on weekends and have to work overnight and what it takes for them to make ends meet.
From 7 a.m. Monday, May 1st, tune in to hear from diverse community activists as we talk solidarity and resistance in celebration of May Day 2017.
We will be there to support you all along, and we thank you very much for your commitment, and we will have a victory.
Hello. So here at 3CR, we're going to be talking to Dave Karen, who's a long-time trade unionist activist. Dave, are you there?
I am. G'day.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good, mate. Happy May Day.
Yeah, happy May Day to you too. So can you give us a bit of an update about what's going on with Earthworker and how you're trying to build a workers' co-op down in the Latrobe Valley?
Sure. So people might know about Earthworker. It's in its 20th year now. Across the 20 years, we've been engaged in a whole number of things, one of which is a debate within the organised labour movement and the what was broadly called the environment movement, and looking at the ways to bring about the things that that the environment movement has been pushing for decades now. Arguably from the late 60s, how to bring those things about on the ground. So to cut that very long story short, Earthworker Cooperative eventually developed, after much discussion and argument and debate, a systemic approach that involves the establishment of workers' cooperatives throughout Australia, in the carbon-dependent areas of Australia, not-for-profit manufacturing cooperatives, to make the things that Australia really needs, and that's basically, fundamentally, that's the renewables first and foremost, so that we can actually address that joint crisis. It's an eco crisis, and it's an economic crisis, a crisis where we're experiencing economic collapse globally. So, with a great dependence on militarism and extraction.
Yeah.
So looking at, developing these co-ops up, and one of the first manufacturing co-ops, because there are other co-ops in the earthworker ecosystem. One of the first manufacturing co-ops to be established is now in Morwell, right in the heart of the coal region, where we're very close now to seeing those factory gates open. With a little bit of support, some procurement into public housing, we'll see those factory gates open, and then recruitment of worker owners from out of the valley, and basically the first of many cooperatives in a shorter time as we can make it across Australia, where we're putting manufacturing jobs back in that are owned and controlled by the Australian community, and where we're actually addressing in practical ways that you can demonstrate the climate emergency.
Wow, that all sounds really interesting. So somebody the other day was talking to me about the tensions between some of the union movement and the idea of workers' co-ops. Can you speak a little bit about that and why maybe some unions aren't so supportive of developing workers' co-ops across Australia?
Well, yeah, I guess it's like, you know, in the cooperative movement globally, you can see over the hundreds of years of the existence of cooperatives, similar debates going on, as you see, have been going on and continue to go on within the union movement. Mm-hmm. That is, will we have a movement? Can we any longer have a movement, which is true to the founding principles and ideals of the movement? Or do we have a movement that basically mirrors neoliberal capitalism? So, you know, you can find unions, who deal with the employer. In fact, there's not a cigarette paper, you know, difference between some of these organisations that call themselves unions and the employer. And basically they support a tripartitism at best, where you have government, unions and employers who sit around the table, develop up an agreement, and that's basically how we govern.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, I would argue that that's not even possible any longer, and that what we're seeing is employers and especially the more conservative governments like the one we've got in Australia today, they're out to basically smash unions now. They're not interested in sitting around the table with them. They basically want them gone. So in the cooperative movement, we've seen a similar process where, you know, you've got people who've taken the cooperatives off that sort of that road or that track where you had the seven founding principles of cooperativism, and they played around with those principles, cherry picking the ones they prefer to have. And you've seen boards of cooperatives make decisions, and you know Murray Goulburn's a classic case where they've made decisions that have effectively amounted to demutualisation, where the farmers' best interests the decisions around the best interests of the farmers have been taken out of the hands of the farmers and put in the hands of the board. So similar processes that you can see in unions where, you know, that lack of democratic input and engagement of membership has been replaced by highly centralised functioning organisations. Yeah. And then on the other hand, you've got unions like the Electrical Trade Union, the CFMEU especially, under all that pressure at the moment, the Maritime Union, Christy Kane over in the West, millions and millions of dollars worth of fines on him because he and his leadership are listening to the rank and file and standing up. Likewise, you've got co-ops that are standing true to those seven founding principles. To mention Murray Goulburn, I mean, because I'm not slandering them, I'm just mentioning the facts on the ground. The facts on the ground for Murray Goulburn are that the workers in the factories are employees of Murray Goulburn and they're not allowed to join the cooperative. Now, the founding principles, the first one is that all workers who work for an organisation have the right to belong to the co-op.
Mm.
So, you know what I mean? We've got we're in this process and have been for decades, in fact, hundreds of years, where humankind has been, struggling, and it's appropriate, we're talking about this on May Day, struggling up to and including bloody revolutions and attacks by armies all around the world, trying to establish what does economic democracy mean? Is it even something that, you know, we should be thinking that we have the right to have? And if we do believe we have that right, what is the shape and form of it? What does it look like? And you know, especially since 1917 and the revolution in Russia, and this, of course, is the 100th anniversary this year of that revolution, we've been engaged in that debate, that discussion. What does a popular revolution look like? When we talk about the fact that it's time that democracy entered the economic sphere itself, how does that economy function? Now, cooperatives and mutuals, I think, yeah, across the historic left, there's general agreement that within a planned economy, the best way to have that function is for the population, the people, to be engaged in the development of the plan. And one of the best and most rational ways of doing that is by cooperatives and mutuals.
Yeah. So just going back a little bit, just in case some of our listeners aren't really that familiar with workers' co-ops, can you just tell us what the 7 founding principles of workers' co-ops are?
Well, crikey, mate, it's very early.
Just really briefly.
Yeah, all right. So you've got all workers have the right to, to be members of the co-op, democratic decision making, so direct democracy, mm-hmm. the education and training, so that workers are educated to understand every feature and function of the cooperative. Cooperation between cooperatives. And again, you know, we see that one not really abided by all over the Australian community, where, you know, co-ops will sometimes bring in private contractors, including multinational corporations, I might add, before they'll bring in other cooperatives. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I look off the top of my head.
I think that was amazing. That was really good. You did a really good job.
Yeah, look, they developed out of practice these principles, mm-hmm. Practice of working people, working for employers.
Yeah.
And when workers sat down and said, well, you know, what are the things that we object to about the way private capitalists run organisations, and then how would we fix that? How would we behave differently? And that's where those 7 founding principles came from. So it goes back to, you know, the Rochdale pioneers in England, and the establishment of the first co-op there was a general store, because workers couldn't afford good food at a reasonable price.
Yep.
And so they banded together and kicked it off, and then it grew and developed from there up to where you've got places like Mondragon in the Basque Country near Spain, where the Mondragon cooperative has got around 83,000 full-time workers, and then others who are part-time who take it up over the 100,000 figure, and with $20 billion worth of assets that are cooperatively owned and controlled. Now, you know, that's not massive in the scheme of global capital, but it's, from the point of view of working people, it's a good example, and that's been going since the early 1950s.
Yeah. Cool. So we kind of have to wrap it up now, but just before we go, how can people get more information about Earthworker? And also, I know that there's stuff going on at the Vic Market as well. Just want to speak to that for a minute or
so. So people can get involved. They can go to the Facebook page, which, you know, I'm the wrong generation for that, but... that's a very active Facebook page, and people are engaging with that all the time. And then they can find out through that how to make contact with us and begin to engage. Thing about joining Earthworker is that we're saying to people, look, could join the organisation and come in and help own it. And if you're wondering whether we're fair dinkum about it when we say that, we'll then come in and test that.
Yeah.
The original leaders and elders like me have moved to the side. We've got a limited tenure of office so that, people rotate positions. Mm-hmm. So people like me are off the board, basically just supporting from, you know, and volunteering and supporting from the back. And the new younger leaders have come up and are really doing themselves a treat. So, please get involved, engage and come in and help own this process and develop up over the decades ahead. The Vic Market, well, that's a one of the first green bands in Australia, and Earthworker basically grew out of the tradition of the green bands, which was where workers refused to carry out particular jobs if it was against the interests of the community. So, for instance, if they wanted us to knock down parkland that kids would play in and families would visit, and the community didn't want that, well, then we would put a green ban on that work. One of the first green bands in Australia was, as I say, the Vic Market. That was 1971, so I was around and involved in that as a young man.
Yeah.
So the fight, however, never stopped. The developers and different levels of government at different times wanted that land because it's prime real estate in Melbourne.
Yeah.
So the fight is on again to save the Vic Market as an open-air working market, to save the storeholders and traders and to save the nearly 6,000 jobs that surround the market. Again, if people want to engage with that, they can have a look at the Friends of the Queen Victoria Market Facebook page. You'll find plenty of ways to get involved and assist us. One of the things we're developing now is a telephone tree to put bodies around parts of the market that we may have to defend.
Mm-hmm.
And people can, I think 3CR's already got my number and they're advertising that if people want to contact me to be part of that telephone tree.
Yeah.
That would be a wonderful way to help defend the market.
Cool. All right. Thank you so much for your time, Dave. It was really lovely and interesting to hear you talk.
No worries. Thanks, mate.
See you soon. Bye.
Good on you. Bye.
So, listeners, I'll put information about Earthworker and the Vic Market and how we can work together to save that up on 3CR website. Thank you.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.